640, more stimulating talk radio. Can you do me a favor, Jonah, and get me a wire copy on that crash in Corona? I just got into the Aramex studio here, and I know that Terry Ray has been reporting this for a couple of hours. Out in Corona right now, we have a gentleman on the line. Sir, did you see the crash?
No, I did not see it, but I wanted to comment on private plane ownership because I am a private plane owner and a pilot, and I do know that it sometimes can be very difficult.
In what way, sir?
Owning a private plane means that you do not have access to the major airports as much as you might want to, and I've always felt that we need to have the ability to land our craft. If we do get into a problem, we should be able to land our aircraft just about anywhere there's some open space. I know that in South Florida, I owned an airplane. I flew into some of the airports down there. Also in South Carolina, where I lived for a number of years. And we need to be able to land those craft at all times.
Well, when you the airports, we have a lot of small airports around here, Van Nuys, El Monte. I'm just two that I'm thinking about. Is there a problem getting into them?
Sometimes the traffic can get backed up. And if that's the case, then what you want to do is have an alternate landing site. And if that can be a piece of roadway, if that can be a street or something, even a small lot, then we need to do to let people know that they've got to give us a little clearance.
Just to land the airplane?
Well, yes, sir.
You know, the situation with landing airplanes, I know this, I'm not a flyer, okay? And I have seen from time to time pilots getting into trouble. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about either getting into trouble or just being able to set the plane down. If you are low on fuel, if you, for whatever reason, feel it's necessary to set the plane down, I feel as a small plane owner and operator, I'd like to have that option of putting the plane down in any area that's open. And what we hope, and what we really hope for, is that the people would clear out of the area so we can land it.
So that anybody who's driving down a street?
Yes, sir. Anyone driving down a street, anyone driving down a freeway, anyone on a vacant lot or something.
Let me read this. Authorities say at least two people have died in the collision of two small planes over Riverside County. The collision ignited raging fires.
That's terrible.
Yes. As debris plunged into a house and condominium about a half a mile apart, the planes collided about 50 miles east of Los Angeles near the town of Corona. Do you have any information that this might have had something to do with landing?
I don't know, sir. I don't want to comment on that. I'm saying as a private plane operator and owner, I would like to have the ability and the right to land my craft wherever possible at any time possible so as to ensure safety not only myself, certainly, sir, but anybody that I'm transporting.
Well, what about the people on the ground?
People on the ground, certainly you want to have that as consideration, but they need to understand that you're operating an airplane that might be at airspeeds well over 200 miles an hour. I have a small plane, which I can get to 250, 300 miles per hour, and you'd need to be able to land on a street, on an open area, wherever. It's not a good situation.
You have a private, you get up to 300 miles an hour in your plane?
Sometimes, yes.
Is it a propeller?
Yes, sir. It's a prop. It's a Cessna 362. We've got two double 300 horsepower engines, and it's an amazing situation. And I'm very proud of it. I'm proud of my skill as flyer, too, but I need to be able to know that I have that option.
All right. This gentleman is in. You're in Corona? All right, let's go to Santa Barbara here on KFIM 640. Hello.
Hi, Santa Barbara calling.
Yes, sir.
You know, I really think that the guy just called a moment ago, he's kind of like making an issue, it sounds like, for trying to land at more airports. As small aircraft pilot by myself, this is not a time really to try to expand where we land, international airports or whatever. This is the time to look at the real cause of the failure of these aircraft crashing, but it's not like time to bring up issues like we can't land at LAX or Orange County as often as you want
to. I want to be able to land the craft wherever.
If you declare an emergency, you can land anywhere you want to if you're on the radio, and you can land anywhere where you want to without declaring an emergency because there's an emergency.
Yes, sir, but I also want to expand that ability, not just to international airports, but to be able to land on an open area, any open surface.
That's not against the law. If you have an emergency, you can land anywhere you want to.
No, but I mean in a non-emergency situation.
Oh, well, then you're trying to expand. It sounds like you're taking advantage.
Why would you want to?
Few people may have died here.
That's right.
And you are actually taking advantage of this. I'm a pilot too, and I would never call into trying to expand our influence or whatever to land on some off surface runway someplace that
you know if you're a small pilot, a small plane operator, you also know that we've been laughed at for years when we try to land in these areas.
And you know, I think you're trying to land some other place for whatever the reason. What you got, you're trying, you know.
No, the reason why what we're attempting to do is for people to recognize that we have an extremely explosive situation with airplanes. Let me put it to you this way, Phil, and to the gentleman calling. You've got literally hundreds of square miles of golf courses, for instance, in Southern California, that are unused, that for the most part are vacant, and could be used as landing strips.
And you can in an emergency, and there's no reason for you to be landing in the middle of a guy's 9-hole or 18-hole just because you want to. This sounds really ridiculous that you're even using this as a forum.
You know as well as I do that it's a difficult situation operating an airplane in tight quarters. What kind of plane?
No, the airspace in Los Angeles is well-regulated, and I'm a small aircraft owner,
yes, sir.
And I fly through L.A. all the time. I grew up learning to fly at Van Nuys, the busiest civil aviation airport in the whole world, and I know that regulations are there for our protection also.
Yes, sir.
And you just can't be landing anywhere you damn please. It's just, I'm sorry to say that on the radio,
you just can't do that kind of stuff.
We need
more landing strips. The skies in Los Angeles are very congested in the Southern California area.
Only because we have a lot of pilots trying to fly, but it's not something that, if you want to land at more places, the only regulations that have been restricting us have been not letting us land in certain places as frequently or flying through airspace without permission.
We really do.
If you have an aircraft that's properly equipped, you can fly. I mean, I go to LAX in a small airplane.
Are you a commercial pilot?
Yes, I have a commercial license. I don't fly passengers.
Well, I do not either. I fly commercial. I do fly freight from time to time.
Okay. You can land almost any place if you really have a pre-flight plan and you
What I'm saying is this. Rather than have to declare an emergency, Mr. Henry, what I'm saying, rather than have to...
You want to land on golf courses, huh?
Have the freedom to land anywhere I want within 2 miles of my residence.
Wow.
So rather than congest the airports declare an emergency is what I'm saying.
This is an example of civil liberties, and you're actually trying to expand your... You know, you understand a large populated part of the world or any large cities, you have to decrease the individual's liberties in order to save or protect the populace. And this is not like Podunk, Iowa, where you can do anything you want anytime you want. We have a large populated mass of people, and you have to protect the people. You can't...
Well, let me jump in here. Yeah, let me jump in and ask a question here. The gentleman in Corona, you're talking about landing in some pretty tight areas.
Well, I'm an experienced pilot. I can do it now.
Right, but there's people with golf clubs that wouldn't want you landing on top of them.
Well, no, sir, I'm not saying that there's people there, obviously. What I would like them to know is that we do have that right, that they should be on the lookout.
You can land anywhere you need to in a direct emergency. You don't even have to call somebody.
I don't want to have an emergency. I want to be able to land within 2 miles of my home if I
this
want
sounds
to
like
get
some
home.
Sort of movement or something you're starting up.
I want tennis movement
or something like that.
I don't think it's a difficult thing to tell people, for instance, who are on a public recreation area, such as tennis players or basketball players, that we now have that right.
Are you talking about landing on a tennis court?
Santa Barbara, I don't think it's worth my time anymore to argue with
that. I can land on a tennis court if I need to, because I have that kind of skill. Well, only planes with PA systems can do this, so we can warn the people below us.
So that you would get on a PA
and say, clear out, clear out. I had a friend of mine who was in an emergency situation, and he was landing on a tennis court, and he got on and said, clear, clear, get out, get out. And was able, fortunately, and very fortunately, to land
on a tennis court?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that I thought that you needed more space. I'm not a pilot.
Some pilots do require that. It depends on your level of training. It depends on your ability with a plane. It depends on how good you are operating the controls of a plane. But if you do have experience, if you do have the right kind of craft, you can land within, I'd say, a good 100 feet. And
see, that's amazing. I always thought that airplanes, no matter how big or how small, could it needed a lot of space to land.
Now, it depends on the craft and it depends on the pilot. I have landed very tight areas. I've landed in the cul-de-sacs, street cul-de-sacs, no more than, say, 50 feet.
And you brought an airplane to a full stop?
Yes, sir, I have. I have experience. I flew in the United States Navy, so I have carrier experience. And I think that's something you need to understand.
I know that the Navy jet pilots have a very small landing area.
That's right, and I do have that experience. So I can bring a Cessna down within 50 feet. I've landed it on tennis courts, basketball courts, what have you.
It's interesting. Hold on, if you wouldn't mind, sir. We're talking with a gentleman about flying. This really doesn't have anything to do, nor do I really want to comment on the terrible tragedy in Corona, but this man was calling and talking about tight landing areas and why pilots need a little more space, maybe, or more freedom to land in other areas besides airports. And now with a look at traffic, here is Alan LeGreen in the KF40.
More traffic. Stimulating talk.
I'm fooling around there, Tam. Come on, baby. I ain't. All right, 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI, LA County. Anyway, getting back to the business at hand, you're listening to the Phil Henry Show. It is 8:22 and 48 seconds. Right here on the 19th of March, 1991. Thank you for joining our program. We have had a mid-air collision of two planes over Riverside County. I want to get this gentleman back on the line. He's in Corona. You didn't see the crash.
No, I didn't see the crash, Phil. I'm so really sorry. But I do speak, I think, on behalf of a lot of pilots that we need more space to land, and we should have the option of being able to land a small craft within 2 miles of our residence so that we have that option. I can tell you that flying an airplane is very physically demanding. If you have not had enough to eat, and you need to put down so that you can get something to eat or something along those lines. Why is it helicopters can land any place and airline pilots cannot? This is, I think, so a couple of things that need to be addressed.
All right, let's go to Riverside or Fresno on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, look, I've been flying crop dusters for 25 years. Buddy, if you can land that plane, your big twin-engine Cessna, in a cul-de-sac or in a blasted tennis court.
Right.
With the fences up, I'll give you my crop dust outfit. I mean, you're an amazing pilot.
Well, sir, I do have Navy.
It doesn't make any difference, my friend, if you have Navy experience or not. You cannot land that tennis court with a 20-inch Cessna in less than 100 feet.
Let me ask a question here. The Navy guys that land, they're landing on a carrier.
They're landing on an aircraft carrier. They're landing with stop wires and everything else. Now, you set up a stop wire, you'll tear the tail right off that twin engine of yours.
I'm talking about I have experience with Navy flyer. Now, we're talking about a moving landing field on an aircraft carrier. It's not only Mr. Henry is it a small space to land on, but that is moving. And,
yeah, it's also moving into the wind. I know all about that. You ain't trying to tell me nothing. Let me explain something. If you can land, you're the wind. And if you want to get out within 2 miles, you better have a helicopter.
God bless you if you're a crop duster pilot, but I hardly think that qualifies for the intense urban flying that I do.
Probably the biggest airplane you've ever been in is a blaster little one to put a quarter in. It's a Kmart.
What do you throw your engine in reverse right before your landing gear touches the ground?
Do what?
What you do is, and I'm trying to...
Your twin-engine airplane has reverse, right?
Yes, sir, it does.
You're out of your ever-loving mind.
Well, you know...
What type of engine do you have?
If you're bitter because you're...
No. What type of airplane do you have again?
A Cessna 461.
A 461, huh? Right. Never heard of it, pal. How about a 401? Does that sound better?
You're up there crop dusting the alfalfa field, and I'm supposed to, you know, give you the time of day.
Well, I'm flying you, I can outfly you any day of the week.
Flight urban... Tight urban area. This guy flies for farmers or something. Right?
Yeah, I fly under telephone wires. I land in alfalfa fields. You're right, pal, but I tell you what, if we have to set them down, we set them down. But we got room to do it. You try to do it in this crazy town, you're going to kill a bunch of innocent people.
You probably crop dust clover fields.
Well, that pays better money than what you probably make.
All right, I don't want to get...
Come on, guys.
Let's not get stupid.
Crop dust and marijuana. I'll tell you right now.
All right, hold on for a second. Let's not get personal.
Well, you know, it makes me angry because he's a crop dusting pilot. I know that they do good work, crop dusting ivy or whatever, rose bushes or whatever. But I'm saying in the very tight urban flying space that we've got down here in the Los Angeles area, you need every single solitary foot. Now, yes, sir, I can land on a very tight
area, and I do have that experience.
Oh, well, I have no reason to doubt you. You pilots, you guys have, speak a language that I don't speak.
Well, I understand. It's very good nature, too. There's been always a rivalry between pilots. But
right, but you're asking for space to land, right?
I'm asking to... I would ask the gentleman who just called, don't hate me because I'm good. You know, hate me for good reason. Hate me for the right reason. Just don't hate me because I'm good.
All right, here is Riverside on KFIM 640. Hello.
Hey, this guy is totally full of it. There's no way he can land that thing on a tennis court or basketball court.
How big is a tennis court? How many feet's a tennis court?
It's 120 feet.
It is not 120
feet. A regulation tennis court is 120 feet.
No, it's not.
This guy...
A regulation tennis court isn't anywhere near 120 feet. Not even close to 120 feet.
Phil.
1-800-521... Jesus, 120 feet. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. I don't know. Again, you guys who are pilots, you speak your own language. And I've got no reason to argue with you, sir. What I'm simply saying is the idea that you need to land your plane whenever you want to land your plane.
If to avoid any kind of dangerous situation, yes, we ought to be able to.
No matter where, within 2 miles of where you live.
We ought to be able to alert people on the ground, planes coming in. If we have a PA system, I can easily get on a PA system and say, get out of there. And the people will do it.
All right, Long Beach on KFIM 640. Hello.
Hello, you know, this guy is full of it because my uncle...
I've never had so many people question my credibility before.
You know what? My whole family's been in the aeronautical business and everything. They've owned helicopters and airplanes, and I don't think you can land on a tennis court.
If you use the tennis net to slow you down, yes, you can. And you use the tennis net, you can use the tennis net in the same way... that you use a stop wire on an aircraft carrier.
So, in other words, you're landing on the tennis court.
The rear wheels hook the tennis net.
And first of all, why would you need more space? You can land at any airport. Airports are close.
No, not if they're not within 2 miles of your home, you're in a very dangerous situation. I'm just asking people to get out of the way. And, son, if you're in an aeronautical family, you would understand.
I understand everything.
You understand what I need, and I need space.
I've seen crashes.
Let me put it to you in the way that a young person can relate to it. If you're flying alone, and you see the golden arches of McDonald's, you want to put down, don't you? Don't you want to sit down and get yourself...
No, I would not.
When was the last time you saw Burger King near an airport?
I saw one 2 miles from an airport, okay? That is close.
Near where? Which airport? What if you got to take a pee break in mid-flight? What if you have to take a... Squeeze one out in mid-flight. All of these things need to be...
Why don't you take care of that before you take off? Why do you have to do that in mid-flight?
Listen, kid, do you fly?
Yes, I do.
If you need to pinch one off in mid-flight, what do?
I go before I leave.
I'm talking about in mid-flight if you got to squeeze one.
I don't, because I go before I leave.
Well... Hello, colon cancer.
And there's also something called a little John.
Yeah, is that what they call you? Look it.
No.
That's on an airplane, right, kid?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
I know what he's saying. I'm just fooling around.
All right. Thanks for calling. 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 5201. These pilots are nuts, aren't they? All of these guys that fly, goofy. I'm not putting them down. They're just a real goofy breed. They're way out there. What are they saying? The right stuff? They kind of push the envelope, right? That's what you got to be a pilot. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. 640, more stimulating talk radio. This is the Phil Henry Show. And our number is 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. We have been watching carefully what happened over Riverside County earlier this evening. We had a midair collision of two small planes. And it's prompted a lot of pilots calling in, talking about air safety. One gentleman from Corona I'm talking to right now, he's talking about the pilots of small planes should have the right to land anywhere?
No, not anywhere, but on a safe area is what I mean, on an area that's large enough. And yes, I can land my plane because I do have that skill in a small, tight area. The PA situation I'm talking about, Phil, and I do have a FAA tape that I could play for you of a situation that I had 1 month ago, or I attempted to land on a public golf course. Now, this is a large area. I know a lot of people are not certainly going to agree with me on this, but I was able to do this, and let me roll this tape for you if I could.
Go ahead. Okay, that's the extent of the tape?
That is it, yes.
Okay, so you were attempting to land on the... All I heard was, I hope the son of a bitch swings.
Well, it was kind of a funny situation because I was literally waiting for the man on the course to hit the ball before I could land, but I did make a successful landing.
Okay, let's go to Tustin on KFIM 640. Hello?
Yes, hey, Phil.
How you doing?
You know, this guy, I really question, first of all, that he is a pilot. I don't know what he's trying to get out of this. It almost sounds like it's made up. There's no way that you could land an airplane, I don't care what kind of GA airplane, within a couple hundred feet.
What's your flight status?
I'm a private pilot. Now, I got my ticket out at John Wayne.
John Wayne Airport?
Yeah, right now I'm based out of Chino.
How long you been flying?
I've been flying for 5 years.
You know Duke Wellington? Or not Duke Wellington. I'm talking about Duke Myers out there?
No, I don't know Duke Myers.
All right. How many hours you I've been in the air?
I've only got about 300 hours. But
well, what about the tape? We just heard the guys.
The thing is that just
do you have a class C or a B? Do you have, what class license do you have?
Being a pilot, you run into a lot of people that do a lot of hangar flying, and that's what it sounds like you've been doing a whole lot of, because there's
hangar
no
flying meaning hangar.
Fly. And plus, there's a lot of things you're not even considering. So let's say the FAA tell you
that I just played.
Excuse me, just for a second.
What about the FAA tape?
I've only got forget the FAA tape. I've only got a few minutes here. But the thing that you're not considering
is me landing on a golf course.
Okay, let's say the FAA says that you can land on a golf course.
Right.
Okay, well, what if it's been raining for a week and you're going to screw up the golf course just landing on it?
Oh, gee, that's too bad.
Yeah, well, it's too bad. Well, there's other people. You got to be thinking about the general public and the safety of all these people. You can't... If the FAA was
I'm not worried about some dumbass golfer and whether he's got a divot in his damn runway. I'm talking about putting down, setting it down. Because when I got a hole in the... I punch a hole in the sky, son, you better hold on for mercy when I get that sucker going. And I've got to make up...
What do you mean, punch a hole in the sky?
Punch a hole in the sky? I don't want to punch a hole in the desert.
Phil, this guy's embarrassing.
250 miles per hour.
You know, it's fortunate that most of the pilots aren't like this guy, because I'll tell you, this guy's way out there.
I had a golfer hit my plane with a golf ball once, and this is no stuff now. I put down in the parking lot.
What'd you go over and kick his ass?
I went over and gave him the goddamn ball back.
Hey,
and that's how good I am.
I got a quick question for you.
Sucker pissed me off.
Hey, listen, I got a quick question for you.
Right.
What's the minimum altitude you're allowed to fly in over populated areas?
Minimum, not maximum. Minimum altitude?
Minimum altitude, yes.
Over populated areas is 1,000 feet.
Okay. When is there an exception to that rule?
The exception to that rule is an emergency.
In an emergency, or if you're landing or taking off from an airport.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
You know why that's put in place?
The exception that I want to make is when the other exception ought to be, it should be 1,000 feet. The exception is when you're landing, taking off, or in an emergency, or when I get pissed off.
Okay. 1-800.
I'll tell you right now, if I got to dump, I either landing on a golf course or I'm going to dump from midair. No.
Yeah, great. Okay. Thanks for calling, sir. 1-800-5201. KFI in Orange County. You know what you should do, sir, whoever you are?
What?
You ought to go on the road as the comedian pilot, because I'm sure you're a funny guy. I don't doubt that you fly, but you're a very funny guy.
Well, I've flown a lot of years, Phil, and I've gotten a sense of humor about it. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Let's go to Woodland Hills on KFIM 640. Hello.
Hi, I think you're really stupid. You say that you can just turn on your PA and tell people to get out of the way.
Yeah, if your craft is equipped that way, yeah.
You know how fast your plane's flying? You don't just have time to just start a whole conversation with these people.
I'm not talking about a conversation. I'm talking about just telling them to get their ass out of the way.
Yeah, well, still, you're flying very fast.
No, sir, not when you're you can back that airspeed down. You can back your airspeed down to 80 miles an hour if you want to.
Still, that's fast. You can't just say, well, please get out of the way, get out of the way.
I did, and you heard the end result. I got them the out of the way, and we did that on a golf course.
Where was that?
That was out in Lancaster.
Lancaster, you landed on a golf course.
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County.
Either I'm allowed to land on a golf course, or it's bombs away with my, you know what. And
what are we talking about? Are you talking about taking a crap from midair?
If you have a situation where you...
How could you do that?
I can tell you how you can do that. If you have a situation, and you can put it on autopilot, and you've got sliding windows in the cockpit area, like any other car... And you have to, and as embarrassing as it sounds, you got to hang it out the window and just let it go. Now,
I find that hard to believe.
Look out below. You know the Green Beret, the Airborne? They always said, look out below, look out below. That's what we're talking about.
Desert Hot Springs on KFIM 640. Hello.
This guy is a complete liar. No airplane has a PA system. There's no such thing as a Class C or B license. That was not an FAA tape he played. Everything he says is made up. If you were a real pilot, you would certainly respect clock dusters. There's no comparison between landing on a carrier with the resting gear and landing on it without that, even for the smallest plane. Only the smallest ultralight could possibly land in a tennis court. He's just blowing it out of his ear. It's total BS.
Somebody can land on a tennis court. You did say that.
The smallest ultralight airplane, which is not a metal, was not even a Cessna. You know, I'm talking about a 60 horsepower, 100 pound airplane maximum. And
you're not crazy. You just proved your point.
You're full of it. This stuff about using a tennis net as a resting gear, that's totally ridiculous. I don't know where you're getting this 2 mile radius of your house stuff. You never really said whether you meant an emergency or not an emergency. You're making no sense at all.
I said in any situation within 2 miles of your home, a pilot should have the option to be able to set it down.
This is a crank call. It does not have to be
an emergency, and I'll tell you why. You have a number of areas that are perfectly safe, that would be perfectly safe to land in with an experienced pilot.
This guy is totally a crank call.
No, wait, you're saying to me that if you're good enough, you ought to be allowed to land on a street.
That's exactly what I'm saying. There is no reason in the world why you can't if you do have the proper training.
This guy's totally making this all up.
If I can't land on a golf course, then you better start looking out for that Morton bird crap.
Think about that.
Just want you to sit back. I want you to relax and think about it.
All right, Pico Rivera on KFI AM 640. Hello. Pico Rivera, hello.
Hello there. Listening to that one gentleman stating that he can land on cul-de-sacs and golf courses things,
yes, sir.
I don't believe that he is a pilot. His radio procedure is wrong, like Alpha Bravo Niner. That isn't quite right.
That's my standard call sign.
Ask the gentleman what his current rating is.
All right, what is your current rating?
Right now, my current rating is air freight and commercial.
There is no air freight commercial rating.
Well, I don't know. Are you a pilot?
Yes.
Where do you fly out of?
Brackett, Laverne.
Laverne? Yeah, well, you should know.
Brackett Field, Laverne.
Well, you ought to know. You should know what it is.
There is no air freight.
I've got an air freight rating of 7. I've got a... what's your rating?
Private pilot and glider aero tow.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do you fly those ultralights, too?
Pardon?
You fly those ultralights?
Yeah, no.
You never flown an ultralight?
I have flown ultralights.
Yeah, you know full well you can land one on a tennis court if you have to.
I'm not talking about that. You're talking about Cessnas you're talking about.
I'm talking about a Cessna. That's correct. You can use the net to be the...
All right. I'll tell you one thing.
You take a Cessna, any aircraft wing as much as a Cessna, hitting a tennis net would be like you taking your finger and poking it through picture tissue paper.
Have you
it wouldn't stop you at all.
Let me ask you a question, and I don't mean to be rude. You're flying and you need to go and go bad, what do you do?
What do I do?
Yes, sir.
Well, if I had to go real bad, I'd probably do it in my, do it in my pants.
Why would you do that when you can sit down on a golf course, a cul-de-sac, or near a restaurant?
Because that would be too dangerous.
If you're good enough, you can do it.
Hey,
and I'll tell you the difference between that and squeezing one out the window, so you got some kind of stuff.
No. Hey, sir, and not to be argumentative or adversarial, I would say this. There's an old adage amongst pilots. There's old pilots and bold pilots, but no old bold pilots.
I beg your pardon?
I said there's an old adage. There's old pilots and bold pilots, but there's no old bold pilots. And any responsible pilot would not talk the way you're talking.
No, sir, I'm saying I sat down one day in the Coliseum.
Well, God was with you that day, because I don't even think that you fly.
I'll tell you right now, I can land on the 20-yard line, run to the can, take care of business, and take off in the Coliseum.
I think you've been smoking too much of
No, sir. That's how good. Like I said to another gentleman, sir.
Okay, you mentioned that you were a Navy pilot?
Yes, sir. I was a Navy aircraft.
Hey, what carrier?
What carrier? I was on a Nimitz.
Nimitz?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what type of fault? What category of planes did you fly?
Well, let me just say this. You don't have to like me, but don't like me. Don't hate me because I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Don't hate me because I'm good. Because I'm good.
What kind of? He asked you what kind of jet?
Says, what aircraft?
I was on a Nimitz and I flew the F-24.
F-24?
F-16.
And you flew an F-16?
F-17.
The F-16, my friend, is an Air Force fighter which I helped design.
No, I flew the F-19 is what I'm saying.
I think you got all your aircraft mixed up.
No, sir.
I mean, along with your fat.
Well, I'm flying.
And your radio procedure is Alpha Bravo Niner.
Right.
You give your aircraft numbers, and what you're saying is completely out of line.
Well, that's my
And
point.
What I'm saying is that what you're doing is blowing smoke up some, blowing smoke up somebody's rear end because you don't fly.
And now with a look at traffic, here is Alan LaGreen in the KFI traffic. 640 more stimulating talk radio. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. 5201.
Come on, give it to me, Phil.
KFI in L.A. County. We're talking with pilots, and we sort of just got off on this because of the tragedy in Corona this evening, a mid-air collision of a couple of planes. One pilot in particular has checked in asking for... You know, you're asking for rights to land wherever you want to land, and it just sounds dangerous, and it just doesn't sound like the right thing to do.
It could be dangerous filling the wrong pilot. I'm the right pilot at the right time. I feel that I am a new breed of pilot. I'm Top Gun certified, and that's, don't hate me because I'm good.
All right, Costa Mesa on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, Phil.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
This guy is, he's a little off the walk. I'd like to ask him if he's actually certified as a pilot.
Are you certified as a pilot?
Yes, I am.
Where do you fly out of?
I fly out of Fullerton. That's a 310, which is a twin. And I've been flying for about 29 years.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 49.
You've been flying for 29 years.
That's right.
See, I don't know if the arithmetic comes out quite.
Say what?
I don't know if that math adds up. You've been flying for how long?
29 years.
And you're how old?
I'm 49.
So you've been flying since you were 10.
Try again. You can't even add.
Excuse me.
No, that's 20 years.
He said 39 years he's been flying?
I said I've been flying for about 29 years.
In airplanes?
That's right.
Are you? What about choppers, Hueys?
No, I fly Cessna 152s, 172s, 182s, 310.
You said you're 29.
And I think you're a little off the walk there, buddy.
You're 29 years old.
No, I said I'm 49.
What about the 710? Have you ever flown that?
There is no 710.
Well, all right.
It's just like there's no three. You talked earlier about a 462 Cessna.
462 Cessna.
There is no such thing.
It's a very old plane. It's a very old plane, very limited edition plane.
No, you're full of it. I've been around. I've flown Cessnas all my life.
There's only two in the world.
There is no 462. I'm sorry.
There's only two of them in the world.
Right.
Have you flown out of Santa Clara?
No. Do you hear? Do you have a problem hearing?
No,
I fly out of Fullerton.
No, but I would ask you, have you...
I fly a Cessna 310, a K-Series model. It's a 64. It's a twin.
What do you fly?
I just told you.
What do you fly?
A Cessna 310 out of Fullerton.
The reason why they call it the 462 is because there's only two in the world. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That doesn't matter. What you're trying to talk about... you know what I'm really ticked about with you? Now listen to me.
Where do you fly out of?
You shut up and listen. You know what I'm really ticked about?
What?
It's because this accident tonight puts a real blight on general aviation.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. People don't understand.
It's a very unfortunate situation, sir, but I didn't think it puts
Hey, Bill.
All of the pilots.
Bill.
Yes, sir.
Tell him to shut up for a minute.
Yeah, just shut up and let the guy talk.
Where do you fly out of? I told you, Fullerton. Hey, Phil, tell him to shut up for a minute so I can make a statement.
What kind of plane do you fly?
Shut up.
I asked the guy what kind of plane he flies.
A 310 Cessna twin.
Out of Santa Paula.
Out of Fullerton. This guy doesn't fly, Phil.
What kind of...
He doesn't.
What kind of gas you put in that stink?
It don't matter. Hey,
look,
buddy, you don't fly. Shut up. And let me make a statement.
Go ahead, sir.
This accident tonight was really a very big tragedy.
Yes, it was.
But the whole thing is, Phil, is it reflects on general aviation as a whole. And that's what's sad.
Well,
listen to me.
An accident's an accident, though. I don't know
accident,
that you can...
Yeah, it is.
You can't really say all pilots are suspect because two had an accident.
That's right. But the whole problem is, Phil, is people look at general aviation as like, you know, these are the little jerks in the sky. They're like little flies.
You fly a Cessna 462, right?
Shut up.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Bringing imbalance back to local radio. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.